you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, June 13th, 2016. Why, I have five things listed in front of me that I'd like to cover and share with you today as we walk through this week together. And I may, in fact, have to even leave one of these for tomorrow, but my family and I just returned from a much-needed vacation, very energized, just in time to sing with the Singing Men on Saturday night. So it was a great little getaway. And as many of you know, you generally return exhausted, and then you find out you have all this work to do to get caught up, and you wonder, was the vacation worth it? Well, it was, but there's that irony where, you know, there's a lot of stress to get onto the vacation, and then just when you're trying to transition into relaxing and unwinding, you have to dial back up and return to a flurry of activities, and that was certainly the case on Saturday, followed by a special event on Sunday. Then tomorrow, there's the bus trip to Springfield, Illinois to see Franklin Graham, followed by a visitation service for Doris Meyer. Vern Curlymeyer, many of you know of, as he sings with the Singing Men of GNN, was beloved wife of many years, went to be with the Lord a few days ago. So I'd ask that you would lift the Meyer family up. Peggy Meyer, many of you know, she volunteers for this radio ministry so many times and been on a number of trips to Israel with Great News Radio. And then early Wednesday morning, Holly's back on a flight to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to get our son all set up in his apartment, as he'll begin his new job fresh out of college with ExxonMobil. And so she'll be helping him Wednesday through Saturday. So pray for Esther and I, as we'll have some grand old daddy-daughter time together. But back to some of the things I want to cover on today's program, along with sharing some of Ivan Parker's music. So there'll be some shout-outs about how that all came together. Yesterday, there were four baptisms at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. Friends of Holly, these four Chinese, three women and one man, came to know the Lord Jesus Christ and wanted to publicly profess that commitment to follow him and be baptized. And so that was just so powerful. So I want to share a little about that. If there's time, maybe near the end of the broadcast, I'll give you an update about the Great News Radio Event Center. God is working, and we see that coming together in the days ahead. And certainly most all of you are aware of the tragedy of the 50 senseless deaths, and I think 53 wounded, at the Orlando nightclub, being the single deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. So we certainly lift up those family members, asking God to work supernaturally to bring healing and hope and that redemptive message that hopefully Christians can communicate and exhibit in their actions, in their love, to embrace these people and their families and to be a voice of love and support and used of God to be that healing balm, even in the relationships around them, as many people are talking about that tragedy, that act of terrorism. And so it gives us or grants us an opportunity to silently listen to people as they agonize over those questions of why and what did they do. And it's easy to get all caught up in the emotion and maybe say things flippantly or out of anger, rather being that peaceful, calming influence of hope, recognizing that many times we don't have the right answer or the rationale or the reasoning behind why something happened or why it happened to a certain person. But we can be those agents of love, communicating that there is a sovereign God in control who himself grieves and agonizes over such things. But because of his abundant love, mercy, and grace, he's provided a way through all this, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe you're one right now who's struggling with the circumstances of why do things like this happen, or can there be a loving God behind this universe, or who is this Lord Jesus Christ, or have questions about the Christian faith. Let me give you an 800 number that you can call right now. There's some great people that will answer your questions or pray with you. Just dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, we filled the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy on Saturday night, as the Singing Men of GNN joined Ivan Parker and his son Josh for about a two-hour concert. And so for those of you there, this was a song that he sang early called The Midnight Cry, and this is the live version. And I'll try to fit in maybe another song or two later in the program. But I can't remember if it was this song or I'll Do the Miracle, where he kind of did a tribute to Tim Dively, and he had Tim actually share a little of his testimony about what it was like experiencing heaven, as Tim Dively, I think twice, was pronounced dead, and he felt like he got a glimpse of heaven and what it was like, and so he got to testify a little. And I shared a year ago when Ivan Parker came in, it was primarily due to Tim Dively sharing him with the Singing Men in the group, saying he'd be a great one for us to partner together in a concert. And so we talked about it, prayed it up, and we brought Ivan Parker in last year. Well, it was at a time when Tim Dively, I think his heart was working at about 10 or 20%. And Tim was certainly at the time seemingly approaching heaven's door. Most of us didn't even think he would last the week, but he made it to the concert in a wheelchair, I think with an oxygen tank, and put a lot of energy and effort just to be there. And we really thought he was going to go home and be with the Lord within a week or two. His health was that bad. But there he was singing with the Singing Men of GNN about a year later, and Ivan knew this whole story, and so we got to honor Tim. And so this song by Ivan Parker, Midnight Cry, is a classic. And it'll either be this one or the next one that he attributed to some of his storyline on seeing Tim somewhat healed, healthy, and singing with us again. So here's Ivan Parker, Midnight Cry.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds a call, and at the midnight cry is coming back for the church. And don't it make you want to shout? Hallelujah. Oh, I look around me and I see prophecies fulfilling. Oh, and signs of the time, they're appearing. Can almost hear my father as he says, son, go get my children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise when Jesus steps out.
That was Ivan Parker. He sung that song Saturday night at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, where a lot of Great News Radio listeners gathered and filled that sanctuary. And the singing men sang, I don't know, we had about five or six songs and then backed up Ivan three or four or five different times. A couple of them were just spontaneous. But it was a very God-honoring, glorifying evening and a blessing to all that came. And so you'll get another sampling of Ivan Parker for those of you that weren't able to make it out, as we may have him back again next year. We'll see how that all works. Well, I wanted to do a few shout-outs because concerts like that don't just happen on their own. There was a number of singing men that were there like 5, 6, 7 hours early doing setup. C.J. Sizemore, our singing men manager, was there working on the details and making various arrangements. Marianne Offenstein on staff was there helping out in a variety of ways, coordinating volunteers, setting up things. We gave away Great News Radio tote bags, and we had the yard signs available. Jim Gunther was our master of ceremonies and did a lot of setup and introduced Ivan Parker, helped with sound and all the various arrangements, and just a dozen other people that were there in various capacities. And then Ken and Jan again pulled off one of the best spreads of desserts you've ever seen. This was for the special Ivan Parker meet and greet, but I got to smuggle in a few extra Great News Radio listeners to feast on some of those, along with the singing men were treated. And people that were just volunteering and assisting, it was just a glorious gathering. So I thank God for all the many volunteers that helped this radio ministry in so many different ways. Well, yesterday at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church, I mentioned on the front end of the program that there were four baptisms. Three Chinese women and a Chinese man desired to publicly proclaim their faith, and so they shared their testimony, and I was going to try to see if I could share it over the air. I wasn't able to get the audio yet. Two of them kind of shared in English, and then the two others read their testimony in Chinese, and then Holly translated, so it was just powerful, them sharing their faith journey and how they came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And wow, as I continued to wipe away tears, I kept thinking the strategic importance of us reaching out and loving on these internationals that come from all over the world, right here in our neighborhood, attending the University of Illinois, Parkland College, Purdue. Many are in maybe visiting family members or visiting scholars. And I'll say more about that in a few minutes, but I just think the impact, all four of them said that they were warmly greeted at church, they saw these smiling faces, and that they were intrigued by the love that these Christians exhibited. And so those are very simple things, church, that you can do. Smile and love on people, show that fragrance of Christ, and you can and will influence people for kingdom's sake. Well, let me introduce you to another Ivan Parker song. It's called I'll Do the Miracle. He sang this on Saturday night. And as I mentioned, I couldn't remember if it was Midnight Cry or this song, where I kind of dedicated it to Tim Dively. But it contains some powerful lyrics, and I hope his rich voice will really bless you this day. Here's Ivan Parker, I'll Do the Miracle.
I chose you before you knew who I was. I heard you crying down in Egypt's land. You are my people. I am your God. A covenant you cannot comprehend. I'm gonna take you on a journey. We're gonna walk. saved us from a wicked world of sin. So why do we worry when it all falls apart? When the stormy tides of life come crashing in? Have but one purpose, that's to trust with all our heart, and to stand back with wonder as we watch the waters part. And he says, you do what's possible, you do the
can no longer go on, that's when God does the miracle. Can I get a testimony? How many of you can identify with the various lyrics in this song that when we finally get to the end of ourselves and surrender and submit and plead for God to do his thing, if you will, he comes through in an incredible fashion, oftentimes answering our prayers in supernatural ways or with methods or means or people we would have never guessed he'd use. We serve a great and awesome God. How thankful he's revealed himself to us in so many different ways. Through his word, the living legacy of the Lord Jesus Christ, through people and circumstances, and just the fact that you've been created and fashioned and modeled in his image. You are distinct and unique and special. That was Ivan Parker, and he was the special guest of the Singing Men of GNN in this radio ministry this past Saturday night at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. And we're talking about maybe even bringing them back next year for another special concert. Oh, listening friend, I'm kind of out of time, and I wanted to update you on the Great News Radio Event Center. Maybe that'll happen tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But let me briefly say that we're in the stages of looking at a lease agreement that my board was unanimously supportive of. And so we're waiting on receiving that, looking over it, and then really moving forward immediately. So we'll see if that'll all come together in the next week or two. And maybe tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, I'll share some more specifics. One being, if it all comes together, we'd like to find a really nice piano to utilize for the Singing Men rehearsals or other concerts there. But it needs to be a nice piano. Maybe one of you has a grand piano sitting in that room, collecting dust, not being used. We could figure out how to have you donate it and get a nice tax deduction for its worth. Much more to say in the days ahead about that and other things on how we see God pulling this all together to his glory. So quite possibly it'll be talked about tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. And this was the song that Ivan Parker and the Singing Men closed out with on Saturday night. It's called I Think I'm Gonna Get Carried Away or Carried Away. And may you get carried away with the realization that God loves you. Here's Ivan Parker.
Glory roll when the roll is called in glory.
that looks like rain has to leave this world past the gate.